And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Saturday the 26th of October 2019. There are warnings of gales in Viking, Cromarty, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, Wight, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low, Faroes 981, expected Fair Isle 989 by 1800 Saturday. Low, Tyne 998, moving rapidly away northeast. New high expected 250 miles west of Shannon 1022 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5. Showers, good. North Utsira, southwesterly 5 to 7. Showers, good. South Utsira, cyclonic becoming southwesterly 4 to 6. Rain, then showers, poor becoming good. Forties, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming west 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Showers, moderate or good. Cromarty, southwest, veering west later, 6 to gale 8. Showers, good. Fourth, southwest, veering west, 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Showers, good. Tyne, northwest Dogger, northwesterly 4 or 5, backing westerly 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Showers, good. Southeast Dogger, Fisher, cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, becoming westerly 5 to 7. Rain then showers, poor becoming good. German Bight, Humber, southwest 7 to severe gale 9, veering northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Occasional rain, moderate, occasionally poor. Thames, Dover, Wight, Portland, Plymouth, southwest 7 to severe gale 9, veering north or northwest 5 to 7. Fair, then rain. Good, occasionally poor. Northwest Biscay, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7. Fair, then rain. Good, becoming poor. Southeast Biscay, variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. Trafalgar, south or southeast 4 to 6. Fair, good. Fitzroy, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, becoming north or northwest 4 to 6, rain then fair, poor, becoming good. Irish Sea, northwest 3 or 4, increasing 5 to 7, showers, good. Shannon, north, backing northwest 4 to 6, showers, good. Rockall, Mallon, northwest 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later, showers, good. Hebrides, Bailey, north or northwest 6 to gale 8, squally showers, good. Fair Isle, Faroes, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, showers, moderate. Southeast Iceland, northerly 7 to severe gale 9, showers, moderate. The weather reports from coastal stations for 2300 on the 25th of October. Tyree automatic, west by north, 4, recent rain, 11 miles, 1002, falling more slowly. Stornoway, west, southwest, 4, 15 miles, 997, falling more slowly. Lerwick, southwest, 7, recent hail, 15 miles, 992, falling slowly. Wick automatic, southwest by south, 4, 22 miles, 997, falling slowly. Aberdeen, west, 1, 27 miles, 1001, falling more slowly. Luchers, northwest by west, 1, 16 miles, 1002, now rising. Bridlington, north by west, 4, 1001, rising. Greenwich light vessel automatic, south-southwest 8, 5 miles, 1012, falling more slowly. St. Catherine's Point automatic, southwest 7, 1010, falling slowly. Jersey, south by west 6, 27 miles, 1014, falling more slowly. Scilly automatic, south-southwest 7, moderate rain, 1 mile, 1005, rising slowly. Milford Haven, north by east 1, 3 miles, 1004, rising. Aberporth, northwest by north 2, moderate rain, 2 miles, 1004, rising more slowly. Valley, north by east 2, slight rain, 8 miles, 1004, rising more slowly. Liverpool Crosby, northeast 2, slight showers, 14 miles, 1004, rising more slowly. Valentia, east by south, calm, 12 miles, 1006, rising slowly. Ronaldsway, northeast by north, 1, 22 miles, 1005, rising more slowly. Malinhead, west by north, 4, 19 miles, 1004, falling more slowly. Macrahanish automatic, west by south, 2, 14 miles, 1004, rising slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Friday the 25th of October. The general situation, a weather front affecting southern Britain, will linger through Saturday before clearing by Sunday as a ridge of high pressure extends from the west. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly, veering westerly or northwesterly, 7 or gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in north. Showers, squally in north. Good, occasionally moderate in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southwest 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7, veering west 6 to gale 8 later. Showers for a time, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, variable 2 to 4, becoming west 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain at first in south. Good, occasionally poor at first in south. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, north 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, becoming west 5 or 6 later. Occasional rain, then fair. Moderate or poor, becoming good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, veering northwesterly 4 to 6, occasional rain, fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, veering northwesterly 4 to 6 later, rain and drizzle for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, southwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, veering north or northwest 4 to 6, rain and drizzle for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, southwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, veering north 4 to 6, increasing 7 for a time near the Isles of Scilly, rain and drizzle, fair later. Moderate or poor, becoming good later. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Cyclonic, becoming north or northwest, 4 to 6, but 7 or gale 8 at first near Land's End. Rain and drizzle, then showers. Moderate or poor, becoming good later. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. North, 2 to 4, backing northwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later near Great Orme Head. Rain and drizzle, then showers. Moderate or poor, becoming good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable 2 to 4, becoming west 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7 later. Showers, rain at first in south. Good, occasionally poor at first in south. Isle of Man, 3 or 4 backing west or northwest, 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7 later. Rain at first in south, good occasionally moderate at first. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, west 2 to 4, increasing 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers becoming squally, good occasionally moderate in north. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, westerly 2 to 4, increasing 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers becoming squally, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, west 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7, veering northwest later. Showers becoming squally, moderate or good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southwest veering west 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, veering northwest 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Squally showers, moderate or good. Shetland Isles, southwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, decreasing 4 or 5, becoming cyclonic later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. And Radio 4 is shutting up shop now as we yield to the World Service through till 5:30 this morning, when we'll open up and do it all over again. If you're staying up for the evening, I suggest you go through the night with John Shea, the American composer. From 1 o'clock this will be, 1 a.m, American composer John Adams conducts the Oslo Philharmonic Orchestra in a concert of his own works, including Short Ride in a Fast Machine. There's also music from Philip Glass, that's at 2:24, and Elegy from Andrew Huggett, the Canadian Folk Song Suite, ending with a cello sonata by Chopin.
Hello, I'm Justine Green with the BBC News. The authorities in Chile say more than a million people have been marching through the streets of the capital, Santiago, calling for measures to reduce inequality. At least 16 people have died since the unrest began a week ago. Jane Chambers is in Santiago.
Vast crowds of protesters have gathered at Plaza Italia to take part in the march. Organisers say it's the biggest that Chile has ever seen. The square and streets surrounding it are packed with people waving banners and demonstrating peacefully. Many of them are calling for President Piñera to resign. This all started last Friday with violent protests about a hike in metro prices, but now Chileans are complaining about the inequality in their country and the need for change. They say reforms the president announced on Tuesday are too little, too late.
A curfew has been imposed in 4 southern Iraqi provinces after a day of violent anti-government protests, which left at least 40 people dead and more than 2,000 injured. The indefinite curfew is in place in Basra, Wasit, Babel and Thiqar to prevent further acts of violence. A judge in the United States has ordered the Trump administration to hand over grand jury evidence from the Mueller inquiry into Russian election meddling. Democrats in Congress have been demanding the documents as part of their investigation into whether President Trump tried to obstruct justice. From Washington, here's Chris Buckler.
Parts of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report into claims of Russian interference in the 2016 election were redacted, but a court has now ordered that all of that information must be given to the House of Representatives Judiciary Committee, along with related evidence that was presented before a grand jury. In her ruling, the federal judge said that tipping the scale towards disclosing the normally secret material was the ongoing inquiry into whether President Trump was responsible for any impeachable offences. That will be seen as a victory for Democrats, who have long demanded to